an urban congresswoman on the House Ag Committee. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Congresswoman Chantel Brown's district in Ohio consists of a big chunk of Cleveland, yet she specifically sought out a spot on the House Agriculture Committee.
No one district represents all of American agriculture. And if we're going to get policy right, we need to reflect that diversity. I believe we have an opportunity, if we choose to take it, to rebuild the Farm Bill Coalition, to restore trust both in this committee and in rural and urban communities, to create a place where progress for producer never comes at the expense of families who rely on food assistance.
Brown supports passage of year-round E15 gasoline and speeding up the process toward a new farm bill without all the political conflict associated.
At the end of the day, this isn't about us. It's about the farmer deciding what to plant this spring. It's about the family at the grocery store trying to make ends meet. It's about whether the next generation sees a future in agriculture. We owe them more than gridlock. We owe them more than continued delays. We owe them solutions. We owe them innovations. We owe them politicians who are spending more time fighting for them than fighting with each other.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.